FEMA officials say damage to private homes is often the hardest to see. Unlike millions of trees in a wilderness area, it's invisible from the air. Sometimes it's nearly invisible even from the ground. Investigator Robert Badosky circles a yellow two-story house on a maple-shaded street in Virginia, seeking clues.
You can see where the water has dropped to a foundation. You can look straight ahead and see where it dropped a good inch and a half. That corner, yes, that could be very serious. And if you notice that wall bowing inward, the ground is pushing her foundation inward.
Badosky is on one of 10 crews now canvassing most of northeastern Minnesota. Three of the crews are investigating private property damage, seven damage to public property, roads and bridges. They're working from lists and tips compiled by local governments and the Red Cross. Here in Virginia, you can tell whose basements got filled by who gets a visit from the Sears truck, driven today by Fred.
A lot of basement things like water heaters, sub pumps, shop vacs, anything to get their basements, you know, dry.
Fred is bringing Mildred Anderson a new washer. Mildred had a nice basement, cedar tongue and groove paneling, comfortable furniture.
And we had about 12 to 14 inches of dirty sewer water. Mm-hmm. In our basement, that dark, icky, brown kind.
Many of the homes on Mildred Street had similar damage. Their owners hope there will be a presidential disaster declaration to help them cover expenses, but that's far from certain. Virginia was also hit hard downtown. All three of the district's school buildings sustained serious water damage, and several businesses had to shut down. Ceiling fans run full speed in the basement of Rocco's Italian restaurant. This was the formal dining area, now a soggy dungeon of tipped over furniture, shocked ficus trees, and climbing around its golden cage, a green parrot with an ill-timed laugh. Rocco's owner, Doug Foschi, estimates physical damage to the restaurant at $50,000.
We're opening partway Friday. Then hopefully in about 3 weeks we'll be open full.
How much business he'll have lost by then, 3 weeks closed at the height of summer, Foschi hasn't begun to figure out. The FEMA crews hope to finish surveying storm damage by the end of Thursday and to report their findings to Governor Ventura Friday or Monday. Should President Clinton decide not to declare a disaster area, an investigator for the Federal Small Business Administration said there's more than enough damage for the SBA to offer relief in the form of special low-interest loans. Leif Anger, Minnesota Public Radio.